Come on.
The Froggy Morning Show with Colin and Mandy.
Downloading. Engage.
Up all night, John Party on Froggy 99.9. Of course, brand new CD released just this past Tuesday. Our phone line is ringing, Mans. Could it be?
John Party?
Let's see who we got. Froggy, hey. Did I just hear a boo?
I said hello.
Oh!
We caught the last half of that, and all we heard was, ooh.
I was going to say, that's generally the reaction people have when they learn they have to talk to
nice
us. Is
to
boo.
Meet you too, John Party.
I'm excited.
Well, thanks for talking to us. It's John Party. Check him out with his brand new CD. It came out yesterday called Write You a Song. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Everything is gravy, man.
Good.
Potatoes and gravy, man.
Potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, how's it in Fargo? How cold is there?
Not bad. It's 2 below right now.
Oh, well, I'm at 2 degrees, so you're just a little lower than Minneapolis. Right?
Well, John Party's the man. Write You a Song is the CD. Did you kind of have a clear vision on where you were going to go with this CD as you were writing it?
No. You know, I wrote the title track, Write You a Song, 5 years ago. So, you know, I was just kind of writing songs and having a good time doing them and trying to come up with the best ideas possible as a songwriter. I wrote for myself just as a songwriter, just because that's what I was doing and I still do that. And once I got a record deal, we kind of worked on getting it together and writing more songs. And we put them all together and we got Write You a Song. Boom.
Boom. I didn't expect that. Well, John, you're 28 right now, right? But I'm actually 1 year younger, which makes us 90s kids. So I want to ask you, like, what's your favorite things in the 90s?
Well, as a kid, like, I had a bunch of Tonka trucks.
Oh, yeah.
If I was a kid now, I would hate that because they are not as cool. They're just all plastic. Mine were like metal and you cut your fingers and, you know, they were like tougher toys. Now it's like everybody's got a child safety thing.
Power Rangers was a big deal for me.
Oh, you're a Power Rangers girl, huh?
Oh, yeah. The Pink Ranger. That's me.
With some kung fu chops?
Of course. Of course. You have to have it all. We would kick each other on the playground, but that's not the point. Since you were talking about your Tonka trucks, how come you haven't ever had a song about a tractor or a truck?
Sometimes you want to lean on, you don't want to say too much about tractors and trucks. You know, you got to listen to the radio, and sometimes there's just all kinds of tractors and trucks.
Yeah, well, you got that right.
Well, talking with John Party again, how's the knee holding up? You had surgery last month, didn't you?
Yeah, it's getting better. It's still, for like traveling and going into studios and stuff, going downstairs is the hardest. That's when it's the most pressure on your knee. So it's getting better, but I'm like Grandpa going down the stairs.
Do you do the banister slide?
Yeah, no, because I'm probably gonna break my knee. And it's definitely like, hold on, I gotta go down the stairs and I gotta grab the stairway thingy.
Well, you're from California, and I'm detecting a bit of the Bakersfield sound on your debut CD. Is that something, or is that just my ears? Am I crazy?
No, I'm a huge Dwight Yoakam fan, and, you know, I love Buck Owens, Merle Haggard. Those are all the kind of the Cali guys, and Gary Allen. So just kind of, you know, trying to make that cool. And George Strait, I mean, it's like that traditional style. I mean, that was just like California, I think so. And we just love country music. So, like, you know, it's grown to just kind of keep it modern, keep it on tempo, and keep it country.
Well, you've been able to open for a lot of big bands, big groups, people, Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley, Alan Jackson. Do you have one that's like a favorite?
I love all of them, but my boy is Justin Moore.
Justin Moore. Nice.
He's a really cool dude. Just really nice to me on the tour. And he'd go out and watch my show almost every show. And I got to meet all his little girls. And it was just really fun, you know. And then so was Luke and Dierks. But those guys were just, like, so busy. And, like, when we, you know, Justin, he's doing his own thing. And he's always doing his own thing. And so he really, like, we were playing, like, 5,000-seat, 6,000-seat venues. And, you know, he was just a lot on one-on-one time with him. And you go watch him perform, the sell-out crowd, and he's just so good, and he's just real good, really good dude.
Well, you'll be coming to see us coming a little bit later on in summer at Moondance Jam and Country Fest. We're looking forward to that. We won't be seeing 2 Below Zero at that point, hopefully not in June.
Oh, gosh.
Hey,
no.
We'll be ready.
Talking with John Party, the debut CD, Write You a Song out. So darn good. Make sure you're picking up your copy or getting it digitally as well. John, thanks for taking your time with us, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Froggy!
Froggy Mornings with your friends Colin and Mandy on today's Froggy 99.9.